Well, hello, radio listeners. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, the Thrift Shop features a flexible, evolving playlist. It's an homage to the underground era of broadcasting from the 1960s and 1970s that I grew up listening to. It's a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, a variety of cassette tapes, and homemade and self-released CDs. Every broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop features an improvised playlist and occasional themes that delve into the Thrift Shop music library. And on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to listen to some of the private press releases that came out back in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Back in the day when you couldn't get a record contract, but if you had a lot of friends who were willing to pitch in to rent a studio, or who were willing to share in the costs of pressing records, or who were at least willing to buy your records, this was a way to get your music out there, especially for working musicians who would perform in bars and restaurants and different venues around the community. All right, we're going to explore three of my favorite private press releases, starting with Pat Gatte and his album Someone Somewhere.
You say you're alone and lonesome because someone somewhere set you free. And you say you're tired of crying because someone somewhere still. Thank you. soon come back. Hide the tears among our dreams. Yesterday will come again. Keep for me those one-line words of praise. After missing you, I'll need your voice. Take down the pictures from the fireplace. Hide them with the memories you're keeping deep inside. Keep for me your open arms. Anytime the longing hurts your mind, please recall the words we spoke. Please forget the sorrow. Your sadness only makes me cry. That's because
three pieces from Pat Gotti's privately released LP, Someone Somewhere. That tune was 16th Century Orient. Before that, Keep These Things For Me, and we started off with the title track, Someone, Somewhere. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I'm Someone, Somewhere here at the Radio Thrift Shop. And this week we're looking at listening to private press releases here on Independent Radio.
Thank you.
we're playing the most variety from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. amazing music from an amazing album. That was Justin O'Brien and Jake from the album Time Will Tell. We heard Just Love, and before that, Easy Times. Well, I hope you're having an easy time listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're exploring privately released LPs here at the Thrift Shop. Gonna listen to a couple of tracks now from a gentleman from Massachusetts, but this was recorded way up in Littleton, New Hampshire. Carl Hackinson, and the album was called Candles Glow.
Midst and ringing through the day. here I haven't either gone away. You aren't here, you haven't really gone away.
İstiklal is one of Istanbul's busiest and most sonorous streets. It runs all the way from Taksim Square to the Galata Towers, full of street vendors, musicians, and tourists. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. There are a great many music venues on İstiklal. One of them was the Jasmine Club, where this recording was made in 1999. I think the club is no longer there, but the music lives on. Have a listen to Engin Arslan playing the baglava, or saz, a string instrument. He's accompanied on vocals by Melda Duygulu. Traditional Turkish music recorded at the Jasmine Club in Istanbul. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We're broadcasting on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. So join us if you're local to New London, New Hampshire, or in the region, 90.9 FM, or online at classicalwscs.org. Now on this edition of the Thrift Chop, we are listening to some private released LPs. We're going to drop the needle on an amazing record. I played this track many moons ago here at the Thrift Chop. It's a band called Cactus Rose, and a tune called Jelly.
Thank you.
You've ventured into the Radio Thrift Shop, where there's always something spinning on the turntable.
Sorrow, and it's impossible to make
droplets of rain fall with the motion, tightening your grip on a fistful of sand, spilling it out in sparkling hand. It's the speak to me of your own land, starfish in the sand. Oh, but your words, they're caught in silent vows given to the moon and the shadows. Lost in the pleas of a long call, you'd be there if you could, but the rain's pouring down, it's time to go. I turn around and you're looking over.
Some of the most beautiful music not released commercially. That's a Debbie Fellman, a tune called Ocean Child from 1980. Before that, The Music Box and Down by the River, cover of Neil Young tune. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring science in the sea. The striated frogfish has quite a resume. It walks on the ocean floor, camouflages itself to avoid predators, carries its own fishing lure, and can gobble another fish faster than the blink of an eye. And it has a shaggy appearance that's earned it a nickname, the hairy frogfish. The fish is short and round, only about 8 or 9 inches long. It lives in fairly warm, shallow waters around the world. In the United States, it's found along the Atlantic coast from New Jersey southward, in the Gulf of Mexico, and in Hawaii. The hairy frogfish's most obvious feature is its mane of structures called spinules. They're long and thin, and they cover its entire body, so they make it look shaggy. The fish doesn't really swim. Instead, it uses the short fins on the bottom of its body to walk across the ocean floor. A fin on the top of its body looks like a wiggly worm, so it lures in other fish. When a fish gets close enough, the frogfish inhales it in a single gulp that takes less than a thousandth of a second. And it can unhinge its jaws to pull in fish that are almost as big as itself, including other frogfish. Frogfish have several ways to protect themselves from predators. They can puff up, getting too big to swallow. They can also change colors and patterns to blend into their surroundings. And they can mimic creatures that predators try to avoid, such as sea urchins. All of these strategies help protect this shaggy resident of the ocean floor. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
All right, I stumbled across this album on the internet. There's not a whole lot of information about it. It's definitely not listed on Discogs. But what I do know, this is a polka band from Wisconsin. The band's name is Talisman, and we're going to hear two tunes, Summer Mist and a cover of Hang 'em High. This is Talisman here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Wisconsin polka band Talisman with their cover of Hang 'em High. I'm DJ Frederick, and you've been listening to the Private Press LP edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to end with a tune by Amancio Da Silva. We're going to hear the title track to his LP, Con Can Dance. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with more of the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you.